Hachette Audio presents How to Expect the Unexpected, The Science of Making Predictions and the Art of Knowing When Not To. Written and read by Kit Yates.
For Emmy and Will, the best way to predict the future is to create it for yourselves. Introduction: Expecting the Unexpected. Ever since the dawn of human civilization, we've been trying to make predictions about the world and what it has in store for us. For just as long, we've been getting it wrong. Apocalyptic prophecies are a dramatic and surprisingly common example of such predictions, despite the unerring failure of all such forecasts in the past. The Aztecs believed that four worlds had already been destroyed by the gods Quetzalcoatl and Tezcatlipoca, and that a fifth, ours, would be ripped apart by a catastrophic earthquake should they stop making human sacrifices to the gods. Suffice to say that as the Aztec Empire waned and their sacrifices dwindled, the world carried on regardless. The Hebrew Book of Daniel, written about 165 BCE, predicted a catastrophic comeuppance for the Jews' Greek oppressors 1,290 days after the Greeks had desecrated a Jewish temple. When this didn't come to pass, the last line of the Book of Daniel was changed to make it 1,335 days, but a month and a half later, still nothing had happened. French Bishop Hilary of Poitiers, whose name ironically means cheerful, pessimistically prophesied the end of days for 365 CE, but when, embarrassingly, this didn't happen, his student Martin, later to become Saint Martin of Tours, pushed the date back to 400 CE, another failure. Martin's successor and biographer, Gregory of Tours, at least had the good sense to predict a doomsday date between 799 and 806 CE, which would fail to come to fruition long after his death. More recently, evangelical preachers like Harold Camping have made a good living out of predicting the rapture. Camping first calculated the end times to fall on the 6th of September 1994, but when it failed to materialise, pushed it back to the 29th of September and then to the 2nd of October. Surprisingly, after these humiliations in the 1990s, Camping received millions of dollars in donations from people who bought into his revised prediction of the 21st of October 2011. Camping and a range of other scaremongers received the 2011 Ig Nobel Prize in Mathematics.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?